Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, a recovering politician serving the people of Livonia in Detroit, Michigan for many years, and now serving the people of the United States with his work in American Greatness. However, I call upon him to reflect upon the events of these last days when the circus came to town, which is how it was regarded in Manhattan. The big stage, the Big Apple, and a local DA, elected official, a district attorney of Manhattan, did bring charges of felony counts against a former president of the United States, though I cannot summarize for you what the crime is because it was not revealed in the indictment. The predicate for the crime, but not the crime itself, that awaits more explication. I do, however, ask Thaddeus to comment on the politics of this, because clearly, days afterwards, Donald Trump, who was the target of the allegations and accusations and indictment, is now gaining an authority in the Republican Party and nationally as well, perhaps out of sympathy, perhaps recognizing that the DA's case was more show business than it was anything to do with legal endeavors, dating from an incident that happened many years ago, hard to recover it even. Thaddeus, what is your measure of the decision by the DA in Manhattan to move against Donald Trump, especially given that Donald Trump is a candidate for the presidency?
John, we've seen our colleague Andy McCarthy has written about the legality of it. He says it's a very, very weak case, and I'm putting that mildly. The final analysis is we've seen the left be successful doing this before. You had a local prosecutor in Texas try to indict Rick Perry for policy differences. You had a local prosecutor who chased Tom DeLay out of Congress with a trumped up charge, of which Tom was completely exonerated, and yet he lost his seat in Congress because of it. So the left has been doing this, and so finally they decided to use the same modus operandi against President Trump. Now, in doing so, the left has two goals, well, actually three. One is to try to intimidate every Trump supporter by showing that if you can do this to Trump, you can do this to anybody. The second one is it also appeases their base, who clearly doesn't care about prosecutors trumping up laws against former presidents. I'm sure they will down the road, but right now they don't. They seem to support it, which appeases them. And then you have to look at the Democrats also want Mr. Trump to be the nominee because they believe, given the fact of the Biden administration being so awful and the fact that whatever Biden has done is going to be stuck on the Democratic nominee who takes his place, they want to run against President Trump. They've spent all this time and energy over the past 5 years demonizing Trump, trying to run against him. I don't see why they wouldn't want to run against him now. And in fact, I'm convinced that they believe that he's the only candidate that they can beat. So for them, it's a threefer. In the final analysis, we'll see. I think that Republicans are seeing a rally around the president because he is under attack. We've always talked about this, John, how Trump is lucky in his enemies. I think that's a direct quote from you. I think that was very accurate. And so the Republicans are rallying around Trump. The question is, do they want to rally around him to the point where they potentially could lose an election that they should win? For the presidency, can they survive 8 years of whoever is running in the place of Mr. Biden? Because it won't be four. I'm convinced that Biden will not be their nominee. So they're going to be running someone that they hope to get 8 more years out of, while the Republicans are going to turn around and run someone who may not get there and may only have and will only have 4 years left on a term. So there's a lot to be decided. We'll have to see. I don't think anything's been written in stone yet for the Republican Party, for the Republican primary. In fact, it's still a shadow war. And you're also seeing the same shadow war on the Democratic side with Mr. Newsom running loose. So politically, there's a lot to shake out. But I think those are the broad outlines of where we're at. The Democrats want to indict Trump, appease their base, intimidate his supporters, and make him the Republican nominee. And Republicans are rallying around Mr. Trump. But the question is, does that mean that they want him to be the nominee? Time will tell.
And can you measure how the nation is responding to what appeared to be a very fragile decision by the DA to move a case? We won't hear about it again until December, which is a lifetime from now.
It's fascinating, John, how the Democratic mind can believe in two things at once that are absolutely antithetical. They believe that this was political, and yet they believe it's good for democracy. Now, how an adult that is allegedly competent can believe those two things is beyond me. How the politicizing of justice in the United States can somehow serve democracy is patently insane. It is ludicrous on its face. And yet you have a Democratic Party that believes that. How do you engage these types of people in a rational adult conversation? I'm trying to figure that out, but it gets very difficult.
And the odd part of indicting a president, that's never happened in American history. We've now crossed a line. Do you entertain that in the future, indictment will just be another campaign tool, not only for the president, for all public offices, move to indict the opposing party with a sympathetic DA?
Well, Victor Davis Hanson has talked about how this should never be the norm and Republicans have to be the adults. I tend to agree with Victor Davis Hanson, but it's very hard to put this genie back in the bottle because, you know, look, the left thinks this is wonderful. This is a way to save democracy by politicizing the judicial process. And that means they'll do it again. This prosecutor could not have done this if it wasn't for the fact that he runs in the heavily Democratic area of Manhattan. That's his voter base. And if his voters thought this was a bad idea, he wouldn't have done it. So they're going to continue to do this. So the question is, how long can the Republicans act like adults and try to stop this now that the precedent's been broken and the Democrats will continue to do it? What we really need to see are adult Democrats in the room standing up going, this was a terrible mistake. It should never have happened. We shouldn't put the Republic through this. I'm still waiting
that
for
is,
those voices.
Thaddeus McCotter, for American Greatness, a recovering politician, commenting on the events so far of the indictment of a former president of the United States, an historical moment for a democracy such as the United States. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.